It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than drunk children. The number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join the chat room. You get the chat room den pen by going to davincomedy.com, clicking live broadcast. Pip will put up the instructions at the top.
It's up there.
What a girl. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Pip's back.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Pip. How are you?
I'm good.
And Joe, believe it or not, will actually be here later on. So the whole gang, it's been about a month.
The gang's back together.
It's been about a month since we've done a show together.
I know. A long time.
Well, I took off last week, and the week before, Russ Ferdico did a fine job of filling in.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yeah, he did a great job. So, but now it's good to have the gang back together.
Yes.
Thank you, no.
Thank you, no, sir.
Thank you.
Pipe down, computer.
That must have been in the queue. All right, on the show tonight, we just see a hologram in concert. We promised that a while ago. We just didn't get to it, so I'm going to lead with it tonight.
Yeah.
Two outstanding displays of spite. Two drunks in the news. And the one and only Ann Jackson.
So, the one and only.
Getting back into the groove. So, Pip, you got some news.
I do. This was my second day of, wait for it, my new job.
Yay! Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad to be back. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're supposed to be in the third row. Oh, call me. Great news for me. Great news for Mr. Helix, because we'll be actually getting some money in again. And no, you know, it was just...
Good thing he's on the air right now.
I don't mean it that way. I mean, it's like, it's one thing if you have a two-income family, and all of a sudden you only have one.
No, it's hard.
Know, it's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, and you're, you know...
Especially when you're spending all your money on concerts.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's
we might be on the street, but we're going to hear tunes!
We're going to be rocking! Right in the gutter! We had a good time while I was unemployed, but it's time to face the music. See what I did.
I do. So, all right. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
This happened quickly.
Really quickly.
So will there be updates of evil overlords?
I hope not.
Will there be tales of people crapping themselves and smelling badly?
There may be.
Oh, really? Oh, that's exciting.
You know, I don't even know what's going to go on at this new place. So there could be anything.
You used to work in government, but you are no longer working in government.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. You're a regular stiff like the rest of us.
I am.
Well, not like me. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
That working thing is for you people.
Yeah, that was my whole big problem with saying where I worked, and I still don't want to say precisely, but I worked in government, and it would have reflected badly on me if they'd found out what my little hobby is here, because we say all kinds of crazy shit and people get fired and lose.
So does the president. It's
lose their
fine.
Pensions for that. No, yeah. No.
The president says all sorts of crazy shit. He still got his gig.
I don't understand how, but that wasn't going to be me. I didn't want to lose my pension over.
He's a redhead. You're a redhead.
I know.
For neither one's really a redhead.
Different ideologies. Yeah, a lot.
He's orange, you're white, you're like a creamsicle together.
Yeah, I know.
Could have been you.
I know. But it'll be good. I had 2 days of training,
And are you done training now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there will be things that I will need to get up to speed on, but I mean, the official training period is over, and
now you got to be productive.
Yeah, I had four other trainees with me. Our little class broke up today, and
so they hired a bunch of people.
Well, yeah, it's a place that's growing, and that's really positive. And you know, they're expanding their territory, and I think that I think it's like a good time to get in to this place. They're,
you want to tell the people what type of place it is before you
No, I do not.
I will say this, it's not really the type of place you want to get into. I'm going to be completely honest.
You know, let's just leave it there.
The fact that business is booming is not good for everyone, no. Especially the people that are getting into this place.
Stop now.
Yeah, you're the one who said, "Oh, business is great." That's
well,
fantastic.
You know what? It's
great time to be alive, isn't it?
It's a great time to be joining this organization. Yeah. So it is. It is. And I'm.
You're welcome, America. That's from Donald Trump.
Yeah. It seems like a good workplace. It seems like the people there are really good people. They are professionals, and they want to have a happy little workspace, you know, as much as possible, because you're at work. And my direct supervisor was saying all kinds of positive things, like, you know, she believes in like a work-life balance.
Oh.
So it's not the kind of place that they're
wait,
like,
no, she sees the way you balance shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not the kind of place where they're like 90 hours a week, you know.
Well, that'll kill you.
Yeah, it will. So
do you get a discount?
I do not.
Oh, isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah, I don't think I do get a discount. Uh-huh. Yeah, but
a family discount?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that applies.
Oh, that sucks.
No,
I mean, that's the thing
does.
About working with a business. You usually get like a discount of some sort.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I wonder if anybody's asked for that. Hey, I'm not feeling well.
I don't know.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Relax. They don't know. If they did know what I'm talking about, they don't know where.
Well.
Nobody's that interested in you to hunt you down. Relax.
No, I know, but I just don't want to get in trouble. I just fucking got there.
What am I going to fucking do? Kill you?
No, but I don't want to get fired on my first
You're
day.
You're not going to get fired for
on
that.
On my third day.
You're not going to get fired for that. You have plenty of other things that will get you fired.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you were back on Facebook. I'm like, Pip's working.
Well, you know, you have breaks.
All right. Breaks?
Well, break, but...
Do they have smoke breaks?
Well, during training, there were times where people, like, they would have people come in to tell us particular pieces of the training, and they would be like, oh, they're running 5 minutes behind. So we'd sit there, and we'd all play on our phones,
there
you know? Because it's not like I had work assignments yet, so I was like, da-da-da-da. No, no smoke breaks. No smoking campus.
That's good.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I always like the smoke break. Not because I smoke, but I fucking went out and hung out too. I'm like, well, fuck it. Just because my lungs are pink, I don't see any reason why I can't goof off.
Yeah, really?
That really was my approach.
Mr. Helix used to do that too for a little while. Everybody would get up and go out and smoke. He'd go and stand outside too. He's like, fuck it. If you guys get breaks, I'm getting a break.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
No.
Just because you have an addiction?
Right.
But I snort coke off the toilet seat, we got a problem.
Oh, well, all of a sudden we got people in here.
I'm using my time wisely, and it makes me work faster.
Yeah, I'm more productive.
Yeah.
These people are always outside in all kinds of weather, smoke break, catching colds, and they're missing work. I am doing things like a mother.
I'm working the job of three people.
Yeah.
It's good Colombian cocaine.
Yeah.
So you're excited.
I am excited. It's...
Are you going to retire here? Is this done? Are we done? Is this the final job?
Well, I'm a nester. You know, once I find a good workspace, I like to stay there. And so I'm, you know, I mean, it's a little early to know how happy I'll be there. But
what do you
I
have about 10 more, 15 more years of working?
No, longer than that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Yeah. No?
No. I hope not.
The minute you're done, you're done.
Well, I mean, what I do, I'll probably always want to do, but I don't want to become one of those fucking acts that's old and the material seems old.
Right.
But then it's going to be like, you know, I try to keep the material young, but the body's not staying young. So I wonder, is there like a disconnect? But I don't think I've found that disconnect yet.
Not yet. No, you're too young
Well, no. I'm not young in my line of work.
I know, but you're too young to be worried about, like, you're the old codger coming out and talking about, you know. Yeah.
I am. I'm working with plenty of people that are way younger than me.
Yeah, but you know what? You're dealing with audiences that are maybe a little bit younger than you and older than you. So
yeah,
it's
I don't feel a disconnect with the youngsters.
No. Yeah. No, it's not like you're talking about Betty Goodman, you know? I mean,
no.
you're a stickler for up-to-date references. As long as you stick with that without trying to sound like the dad that's trying to be hip.
Well, that's what I get concerned about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, isn't that cute? He's trying. You don't want to be the one that tries too hard.
No. By the way, Trucker Tom's in our chat.
Holy shit!
I know.
What the fuck happened?
I thought he was dead.
He tagged me on a post on Facebook, so I knew he was still breathing. That's nice to see Trucker Tom.
Yeah, he said, fast forward for a month and a half from now, and she'll be complaining about her new overlords.
That's how much Tom misses. No, I don't give it that long, Tom.
That was
everybody likes the job, whatever it is, initially.
Right, right. But
it's like any relationship. What's endearing early on soon becomes annoying.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, that breathing in and out thing, stop it.
Yeah, people laughing, whatever the fuck it is. The perfume, somebody, oh, I like that fragrance. A month later, ugh, enough. What are you bathing in it? Hose off, you skank.
That's actually, HR made a point of mentioning that to all of us twice. No body fragrances because it irritates people.
Yeah, that's only one thing in your toolbox of irritating people. They don't know who they're dealing with.
No, they don't know. I have a list.
I look forward to you on the lunch break, sitting at your desk, catching up, chowing down on some sardines. I look forward to that. I look forward to you opening up the nice tuna fish sandwich. Maybe cooking some fish in the microwave.
There is a sign on the microwave that says, don't cook fish in here.
You know, every one of those signs is because somebody did that shit.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Absolutely somebody did that shit. Because people don't understand how obnoxious they are. They don't. They don't get it. They don't know that they smell. They don't know that their lunch smells. They don't know that their perfume is reprehensible.
Can I just tell you, I'm not a smelly person.
I have never noticed you to smell.
No, I don't smell. But I'll tell you what you do notice smells when you're in line at theme parks. And and that humid air, it just fucking hangs there. It's like somebody's raping your nose.
There's a visual.
It's like you're tasting ass. Instead of ass, though, it's armpit. It's like, God, is this what France is like?
Yeah, I'm thinking it is.
I've never been to France, but people say,
they're less. Yeah, they're a little bit more stanky.
And they've had all the hot summers.
Yeah.
And like,
they must be stanky.
Yeah, you got to go with it. Listen, if you're going to be out in public, you got to go with the deodorant, a little soap.
You know what? I went to one of those historical places, and I found out that they used to, in colonial times, throw flowers and herbs on the ground so that when you walked, you'd crush them, and it would release the smells because people smelled so fucking bad they needed something to mask it.
People are just waiting for a fart to freshen it up?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, a little teeny collection of flowers is called a nosegay.
A what now?
A nosegay? You've never heard this
nosegay?
Phrase?
Nosegay?
Nosegay. You've never heard this
I've
phrase?
I've heard of ass gay.
No,
I've
no,
heard
no.
of ass play.
Speaking of raping asses, a
nosegay.
Yeah.
I'll have you know my nose is a gender fluid.
That's only when you have a cold.
It most certainly.
A nosegay. And what that literally is a little bunch of flowers that women would carry around and like stick their nose in because if the person next to them reeked so bad, they needed a break from that BO. So they would sniff the flowers in their hands. And the thing is, I guess everybody reeked so bad, it wasn't rude to, like, shove your nose into some flowers. But I'm thinking today, if somebody started shoving their face into a little gathering of flowers every time you came around, would you get the message? How about some Right Guard?
I shove poppies in my nose. Not for the smell, I just like the effect.
Whole poppies?
Whole poppies.
Not the seeds.
No, the flower.
Yeah, okay, good.
They're very pretty flower.
Yeah, they are. They don't smell
right.
Like
well, mazel the tov.
Thank you.
You also went to a bunch of concerts. You want to give us a little taste of that?
Yeah. I'll give you the rundown of who everybody was. This isn't in order because it was such a week. I can't remember what the hell I was doing.
All right.
It was Billy Idol.
Okay.
And
I can't see Billy aging well.
Well, you know what? He's rounder in the body. You know, he's like, I mean, he was very, very slight. He was very thin.
Well, when he was young.
Yeah. So he's just like, he's not like heavy, but he's filled out. He looks like a middle-aged guy, you know.
We all look like middle-aged guys now, even you.
I'm not sure how to take that. I forget who came on after him because we didn't stay around for that. It was...
didn't stay around?
Yeah, we just...
Was Billy Idol opening?
Yeah, Billy Idol. I think they were co-headlining, but Billy was first.
Oh, wow.
So the second guy was... Was it Bryan Adams, maybe?
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
Bryan Adams was a big deal.
Yeah, we listened to him while we were outside. It was Jones Beach, and you can hear the music when you're out in the, like, sort of food court sort of area.
We walk out on the headliner.
We were starving, so we went outside, and we sat there, and we listened to it.
What does Bryan Adams have, like, two songs people know?
Summer of 69. So
and the Robin Hood song. There's a song from the movie Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's that, too. I don't know.
Is there a lot of people at this concert?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that much of a clamoring for Billy Idol and Bryan Adams.
You know, maybe half of them were there for one and half for the other, but
wow. They
seem to coexist in a haze of beer and hot dogs.
Because back in the day, that lineup does not make sense.
No, not at all.
But I guess, we got to team up to put asses in seats.
They're two 80s raspy voice guys.
Yeah, but no, but like Bryan Adams was like soft rock.
And
Billy Idol was kind of punk when punk was dead. Billy Idol was still around punking.
Yeah, when he was in X and, you know, it was considered harder. But now, compared to other stuff, it's like...
What did he close with? Moni Moni? White Wedding?
He didn't do Moni Moni.
He didn't do Moni Moni?
Yeah, we were surprised.
Dude!
I think he's...
What do you got? Like a half dozen songs anybody fucking knows?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know,
got White Wedding. What the one? Cradle of Love is probably my favorite song of him.
Cradle of Love was
fucking
good.
Great video. Completely creepy now. Like when you did that thing, when they made that video, it was kind of creepy.
Yeah,
but it was still mainstream. Now MTV go, no, I think not. I think not. These are our viewers. Well, first of all, they go music video. No,
no, there's no music. Don't even mention.
But it was,
MTV
you know,
now.
It was the same thing with Winger with She's Only 17. You can't do that now. Now it's like she's only Jeff Epstein.
Yeah. Yeah. There's let's see. What was I saying?
So like, what are the Billy Idol songs? White Wedding, Cradle of Love. Rebel Yell. Moni Moni, but he didn't play that.
I love White Wedding. He did all the other ones that you'd know. And
I know, I don't think I would.
Coming out with something else,
nobody
knows about those.
Nobody gives a shit, Billy.
He did two X songs that I didn't know, but Mr. Helix did.
He's an aficionado. So,
well, you know, he remembers that, and I don't, you know.
He's old. Yeah.
Them's fighting words.
What's he going to do? He don't have a walker. I'll be fine.
I'll cane you, sir, with my cane. You know, he's got the raspy voice, and it was, he doesn't have quite the bark that he had.
No, but is he dressing like in a vest?
Yeah, you know, it would look. Yeah, I mean, it's far away. Look leathery.
That's the thing about these rockers. They still wear the same stuff. But you think about it, like, well, and they're the same age as like, grandparents. Any other fucking grandparent, go, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Is it
a costume? But because you're a rock star,
you get away with it.
You can do that shit.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler could still wear women's blouses.
Yeah.
And not be thought of as gay because he's Steven Tyler.
Right.
By the way, I saw a video because they've been touring around lately.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing Walk This Way.
Right.
Steven Tyler falls down during Walk This Way.
Oh, my God. Roll This Way.
He's on his back, still fucking singing.
Oh, that's great.
That's rock and roll right there.
That's cool.
That's some geriatric rock and roll. You know, he could have broken a hip, but he kept on plugging along.
I know. I had heard that he had rolled. Oh, okay. Tom is rolling out all of the songs here. He goes,
show off.
Well, first of all, he said, He thought that Hart and Joan Jett was a weird lineup, but Billy Idol and Bryan Adams, I'm like, yeah, I know. And he said, Eyes Without a Face, that was...
Don't know that. Song.
Flesh for Fantasy, yes, they did that. Don't Scream know. Did that. L.A. Woman did that.
L.A. Woman?
Yeah, he does
is,
that. He
is
does
that the Door song?
Door song, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he did that too.
I've never heard his version of L.A. Woman.
Yeah.
I bet it's probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it suits him, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so...
More than Moni Moni.
I know. Oh, it was a good song. It was a good
concert.
What
did he do, 45 minutes?
You know what? You always time them. I don't pay
Yes, because I'm paying.
Attention. I know, but I don't pay that close of attention. It was some place between 45 minutes and an hour, I guess.
You know what? That's actually, I mean, I don't see them being paired together, but if you're into that time period, that's not a bad show.
It was, yeah.
If you like music from like 83 to 88,
yeah.
That scratches you where you itch.
Yeah, it does.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean. I don't, there's not enough, I mean, Bryan Adams has one song I leave on the radio, and Billy Idol has two. So, but, you know, that's cool. It's not bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
All right. Not going to Long Island for it. Fuck that.
Oh, I love going
did
to
you get
shows
a, did you get a shirt?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Because I wasn't going to wear it again, I didn't think. So I was like, nah, nothing was getting me. So I don't always get a shirt at every show. I mean, certain ones I'm like I feel drawn to it, but I don't.
Yeah, Aerosmith fucked up by having shitty shit.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean the Rolling Stones stuff was very expensive, $45 for a T-shirt.
But they're all that's what the price is now.
Yeah, I know. I was like, no.
But you could have gotten a Rolling Stones shirt outside. I'm sure they were all over that.
You know.
I don't. It's.
I guess
it's
we
a,
could
it's
have,
a stadium
I didn't see
thing.
Them.
They had to be there.
I didn't see them, though.
So how was the Rolling Stones? Because you saw them, what, last year, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah, it was good. It was real good.
Yeah, they're still moving around all right?
Yeah. I know. But yeah, they're moving around just fine.
It's weird. You would think I would want to...
Mick is in great fucking shape.
Well, I don't know about that. He just had like a heart issue like several months ago.
I know, but he's you know, going back and forth on the stage and he's, you know, running out on the catwalk and... 76 maybe?
Again, he's like grandpa age. It's hard to picture like something because he's about the same age as my dad, like a year or two older. It's hard to picture my dad fucking tramping along the catwalk.
Yeah. I know.
My dad with his fucking Bermuda shorts and his white socks pulled up to his legs and the Yankee jersey tucked into the shorts as we go to the ball. It's hard to see my dad entertaining
with
them.
Sandals.
No, yeah. No, he doesn't. He's got his shoes.
Oh, well, all right.
But it's hard to like picture someone. It's like these are contemporaries.
I know. I can see your dad. Start me up.
Yeah. Oh, brown boy. Sugar. It's not good for me.
Yeah. I've got back.
I can't get no satisfaction. Yeah, especially with your mother.
Oh God.
I mean, it's just hard to picture grandpas. That's what these guys are. They're grandpas. Yeah.
I know. It's very bizarre that they're that old. But, you know, there's that rocker cool that they still have.
I feel I have it. All right. Maybe not. Throw it out there, and I'll pull that back.
What's his name? Keith Richards looks
hasn't
like...
Hasn't aged at all.
No! He looks like he is devolving into a simian product because his nose has gotten so much bigger and his ears are the size of planets.
What? Don't your nose and ears keep growing as you get older?
It's because your face is falling back, you know? It's like sagging and becoming withdrawn. So it looks like your ears... They say your ears and your nose grow. I don't know if that's... True. I think it's more possibly your skin just sags and ages. And so they're just this ginormous mountains of cartilage screaming at people. I'm so old.
Here's what sucks for them. They're on these huge screens.
Yes.
Where vultures like you are picking them apart.
I mean,
God bless them. But
I know.
I mean, you have to have such confidence to be on those huge screens. Like, here's what my concert would be like at MetLife Stadium with me in the screen go, who the hell fucking let me out backstage in this? This shirt's not flattering at all. I would stop the show. I'd be like, I look fat in this. Fuck it. You jam. Do a drum solo. I'll be right back. I need to blouse this out.
I would stop and go, oh my God. Oh my God.
Why is this tuck so tight? I don't like the way this looks at all. Because I do that now. There were some lovely pictures with me petting a giraffe. You know what? I didn't like the angle. The giraffe looked fine. I did not like me. So nobody gets to see me in the giraffe pictures.
Oh my God. I would just stop and go, where's my chin? Where did my chin
Where's my
neck?
Because I got the kids' bat mitzvah coming up. So I'm like, all right, let me fucking throw on some monkey clothes. Let me throw on a suit and everything. And I've been working out. But yeah, you know, I've gotten broader up top. My neck's gotten thicker. So it's hard to find a shirt now that I have.
Yeah.
So that where I close the top button. I do. And all of a sudden, when you do that, the skin from underneath your chin is like, fuck it. We want to be front and center.
Blurp. And it blurps out of the collar.
Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? I've been working out. I look like one of those red balls that you used to play kickball with. it's like, what the fuck? I've been working out for this?
David just took his two pointer fingers, put them under his chin, and rolled his chin, his neck forward so that it was like matching with his chin, like a little flesh turtleneck.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, it's terrible. I know. I see pictures of myself and I'm like, ah!
Now, I did post a picture of me on stage at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, you know what? That looks good.
Yeah, that was good.
I liked the angle. I felt the arms were showing off. I'm like, oh, the way it's sitting there. Yeah.
You had one leg slightly raised, and I know that when you're walking around, like, you're going, yeah, that's it. You know, either... I can't explain it, but it's like I've seen that pose before, and I'm like, ah, there he is.
There he is. I saw, like, the other comic who posted it, he posted it on his page, and I took it from his page. He goes, oh, comedy foul. He's got his hand in his pocket. And the other comic goes, no, he doesn't. It's by his side. You could say, hell, it's clearly by my side.
Yeah.
I was going to type, what a fucking asshole. Shut up, stupid. But I didn't.
Why is that a comedy foul?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're not supposed to put your hand in your pocket?
That's fucking news to me. If I can have my hand touch my junk, I'll fucking do it, especially at work. I don't give a shit. It's my safe space.
You know, yeah, really, really. I like to put my hands in my pockets.
But I didn't. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck picks that apart?
Shut up.
But yeah. So kudos to these rock stars. But you know what? They figure they can look like anything. Somebody will still jump on their dick.
Well, you know what? Probably somebody will. That's the thing.
Probably me.
Well, you know, I mean, Mick Jagger is just going to father children until a moment before
he's got more kids?
Dies. I don't know, but I mean, he just seems like he is like, you know, Mr. Fertile or something. He's just...
What are the three members of the
young
original band?
Women, you know, he knocks them up.
Oh, good God.
He just keeps fathering kids. There's three originals.
That's what I asked.
But Ronnie Wood has been with them for so long, he's hardly the new kid, you know? And poor Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts looks like he left us a couple of years ago, but he's still drumming because nobody bothered to tell him he's gone. he just...
Sold out shows?
Yeah. You know, it used to be Giants...
MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium, thank you. So, you know...
70,000 people.
Yeah, behind the stage was empty, but then I found out...
Can't sell those.
No, and pyrotechnics, you know, they had at the end. So...
The band sounded good?
Yeah, they do. They sound really good. They look like they're having fun.
That's huge.
Yeah, Mick looks, like, remarkably healthy.
All right,
for that
surgery. So you've seen...
really good.
You've seen one of Britain's greatest rock bands, and you've seen one of America's greatest rock band in, you know, fairly close proximity.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's better? What's a better show at this point?
Oh, jeez, that's not
fair. Aerosmith with Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones were first. Aerosmith's just a couple of years younger.
Well, see, now, I thought that I liked this Aerosmith show because there was... I mean, I really like...
Well, I'm talking about this show.
This
like,
show
if you can only go to one show,
Stones.
The Residency or the Stone Stadium Tour.
Right now, I mean, people hold the Stones in such, you know, esteem, and they are a really good show. I think the Aerosmith Residency show just had a lot going for it, so that was a more exciting show for me this year.
Okay.
But I really, that's no diss on the Stones.
No, it wasn't.
Both,
it's not a fucking diss.
No, they're both exceptional shows.
That's good.
Yeah, both well worth the time and money.
I guess if somebody gives me a Rolling Stones ticket, I would go. I just don't know for some reason why I've never felt the urge to go. I mean, I leave some of their stuff on the radio, but not most of it.
Well, you know, time's running out. Yeah, time's running out.
I know. I know. Eh. All right. So you saw the. You saw that. What else?
I saw Alice Cooper again.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, Hailstorm.
Yes.
Hailstorm. What did you think of Hailstorm?
You know what?
I couldn't hear them.
She is.
Bet the sound sucked.
The sound was terrible.
Of course it was.
It was really bad.
Where was this?
Bethel Woods.
I would have seen this tour if I was around. I saw Alice last year. But so you really couldn't get a Hailstorm's good. You just couldn't tell.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of that style of shredding. She's really a fantastic guitarist, and she's a really good singer. She's quite a show woman. The thing is that too much of that, I start getting bored.
Enough, we get it, you can play.
Yeah, I know, it's just stop, needly, wow. I can hear that when the cats go crazy running up and down the halls at night.
Yeah, but she don't leave puke for you.
Yeah.
All right, so you weren't a fan of Hailstorm.
Nah, you know, I mean, everybody else was enjoying it.
I still think you would like the CD, because that's not on the CD.
I mean,
they have CDs.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was a good show. It was interesting. It's not my particular taste, but people were really loving her.
Yeah.
Loving her. And Alice Cooper was great. Same show? Same show I saw, but I really loved it. And
Alice is good.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
A lot of people there?
No.
I would think not, no. The reason I thought not, first of all, Alice as a headliner for that type of thing is not really happening these days.
Right.
And just because all of a sudden my Facebook was popping up, hey, old Black Eyes is coming to town.
Like, they're really pushing it. Yeah.
And all the Hailstorm thing, like, oh, this is not selling well at all.
Oh, yeah, no, they keep pushing it.
It's just not a. I mean, musically, it's a good pairing.
Yeah,
getting asses in seats. Not for a 15,000 seat venue.
No, a lot of empty spots.
Yeah,
lot.
I would have gone though. I probably would have gotten free tickets. I would have gone.
Yeah,
but I was in Florida, so I couldn't.
Yeah, no. I enjoyed Alice a lot. I really liked it. You know, I love Halloween, and there's so much stuff, and it's really a well put together. Really good stage set, you know, fun, goofy, gore. I really love it.
Wasn't that Bill Clinton's nickname for Al Gore? Fun, goofy, gore.
It might have been.
Isn't that how people refer to Al now? Oh, it's all fun, goofy Al Gore.
Well, that certainly is the way Tipper calls him.
Isn't Al Gore beloved? Isn't he like a national treasure?
Well, you know what? Ever since he invented the internet, people should be just like bowing down to him. Yeah.
And with the whole climate change, people from all over love him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like, don't blame the messenger.
No, I know.
Yeah.
He's just not a popular dude.
No, he's not. I mean, I think he's a little dry, but I think that he was trying desperately to bring a very important message to people.
Yeah,
and some people
we're not interested.
It. Yeah, I know. I see that. But I don't blame him.
We prefer a witty nickname.
Do you have
a witty nickname for me?
No, I hate that.
All right, so we had Alice was good.
Yeah, and then the Stray Cats.
What do they have? A song, Stray Cat Strut?
No, they have a bunch of songs.
No, I know because they made an album, but one that anybody like most people. What do they?
I love Rumblin' Brighton. There's Rumblin' Brighton tonight. Ringside seats for the neighborhood fight, and it. Goddamn thing that the cops can do. There's a rumbling Brighton tonight.
Yeah, that might be a fine song. Never heard it.
Never heard it. Okay.
Never heard it. Stray Cat Strut is all I got, baby doll.
Oh, wow. I'm going to just Google them for really quick to see what other songs.
You were there, stupid.
I know, but you know what? I remember like probably an eighth of every experience I've ever had. I just can't remember things. They have a lot of songs I like, but it's just they're really good performers. They have a unique sound. There's not a lot of rock this town, as we talk about. Yeah, Rock This Town. There's not a lot of rockabilly that is well known.
So, I mean, they can't be doing much more than they can't be doing an hour.
Yeah, at least.
Then they're doing a ton of covers.
No.
Really?
No, they have original.
What did they say? Like a 500 seat venue?
You know, it was Pier 17, I think it is, and in New York. And man, that's a really nice venue. I don't. It's not seated. I mean, I understand for some shows they bring out seats, but you stand.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, it's hard when it's hot out.
Don't you just want to sit? Crisscross applesauce. I was going to say Indian style, but that'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to sit crisscross applesauce? But you can't because then you look like a child. Like, I would love to be able to fucking sit down. Like, I'm going to see Sebastian Bach in a month and I got to stand. I just want to sit.
I
can't
wanna
I sit crisscross applesauce, maybe sip on a high C, a fruit drink, or a Capri Sun and just look up and enjoy? But I can't do that because I'm an adult. I fucking aged out of crisscross applesauce and drinking my little fruit punch out of a box drink and I don't like it one damn bit.
I don't like it either.
I want to sit.
I know. I want to sit down too.
At least during the songs, nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I really like chairs.
Hit you with one.
I really like being able to sit on the ground if you don't want to give me a chair. But everybody's standing and crowded. So it's like after a while, your feet start to hurt.
Your back hurts.
And your back
starts stretching.
Yeah.
Like you're going into the game.
And there's no room because people are crowded around you. So you want to be able to like go back and forth on your different on your feet. And there's people close to you. The guy behind me had a toddler up in his arm and with those noise-canceling headphones
on. Why are you bringing your toddler? What time can't you get a... Listen, if you can't afford a babysitter, you don't get to go to the concert. Seriously. Leave the kid at home.
No, the kid was up in his arm.
People suck.
And I was like, who just hit me? And I turned around. I was like, oh, it's a baby. I'm not going to get mad.
Oh. Better than me. But fucking sock that little fuck.
I'm going to drop your toddler.
Drop kick him onto the stage. Brian Setzer tries the baby on. Throws it back out to the stage. Little baby's body surfing and shit.
Kick the baby.
All of a sudden, Stray Cats are making headlines, and the tour blows up.
Thank you, Tom. He Rumble in Brighton, Built for Speed. That's a great song. Runaway Boys.
What are you, fucking Matt Pinfield over there?
No. Just Rock This Town. Stray Cat Strut. Yeah, great.
I named song. Two. I'm playing Rock This Town. I named Stray Cat Strut.
Yeah. Rumble in Brighton, I sang.
See, that's a complete nostalgia act because they dressed weird.
Yeah, and they still do.
Yeah,
they still do have the whole rockabilly look. And
I didn't even know these guys were touring. I didn't even know there was a clamoring for it. See, if you would have told me Stray Cats and Billy Idol playing small theaters, that concert makes sense. Makes more sense to me.
Really?
It does. Then Billy Idol and Bryan Adams? Yes.
Well, you know, I don't get the Bryan Adams thing, but I do. Well, I think that Billy Idol is more mainstream, just like straight ahead rock kind of sound.
Oh,
and
think
the
he's rock.
Rockabilly is different.
I don't
That's
think he's rock. I don't think he's rock at all.
No,
he's punk rock.
No, punk is more cutting edge than that. I mean,
well, he's punk rock for the suburbanites.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
he was.
Which is a hair away from just regular old rock.
Well, no, Bryan Adams is regular old rock.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So I don't think Billy Idol's anything like that.
No, but...
Wish Bryan Adams would have made a song about being a creepy fucking old neighbor.
That would have been good.
Now you look at that neighbor. The neighbor's probably younger than me from that video.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it sucked.
I know.
That girl was hot, though.
I'm trying to picture the video.
I feel like she had reddish brown hair. You could YouTube it.
The Cradle of Love.
Cradle of Love, Billy Idol video.
See, now maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
Cradle
of Love, I just pictured him, like, kind of, he had had an accident or something, so he wasn't.
No. No. Billy, I don't even know if. Go Google it real quick. YouTube.
All right, I'm going to look and see.
That was a hot video in my high school days. I believe I was in high school. That chick was hot.
Huh.
Now I probably
say. Oh, wait. Okay. Let me just see this. It's got a different picture. What song? Oh, God. You know, it's really obnoxious when you try to look up a video and there's Captain Obvious looking at you. It's like about hotels.com for a while.
I like Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I like Captain Obvious too, but
I
not when I wanted
military.
To see something. Thank you for your service, Captain Obvious.
That'd be great. Somebody walked up to thank you for your service. That'd be fucking great. Appreciate what you did. You and Captain Crunch are my favorite captains.
Oh, man, that was a science diet. The puppy's cute, but come on.
Can't you just fucking find the thing?
This is what YouTube gives me when I click on the video.
Click a different one. That's different one.
I know. Here it goes. Oh, yeah. So
Chick's hot, right? And they got like a nerdy guy who's probably younger than me now.
yeah, now I remember this.
That was like
video.
A hot minute. Like he's trying to forget this chick. The door, the walls in the apartment are shaking.
She's ripping the pillow apart.
She's
stuff.
Like dancing around. What is she like wearing black or something?
Yeah,
I haven't seen this video in years.
I can't see her yet. Oh, she came to the door and she's wearing this like Chinese
kimono,
patterned red kimono kind of
which
jacket.
Is Japanese.
Oh, Japanese. I'm thinking Chinese silk. And, he's like, what? What are you coming in here for? She's wearing a little short black skirt.
Oh, yes.
And a really short.
Like, how old
stockings.
Is she supposed to be, like, in this?
She looks like she's 12.
What? Oh, well, now
her
I
face.
Feel. Now I feel really fucking dirty.
No, her face.
But I haven't seen this since I was a young man.
I know, but right. But have you ever seen, like, models, and they gussy them all up with the makeup and put the hot clothes on them, and they look like a grown woman, and then they take the makeup off, and it's like, oh my God!
No, I haven't. By the way,
you're a tween. Oh, I'm so dirty.
Yeah,
talking
about my kid and her friends. Ugh.
I know. Well, that's how
she was supposed to be older than that. In there,
maybe she was supposed to be, but I don't think this girl is
very
old at all.
What? I have to scrub my brain.
Thank you too.
I remember her being really fucking hot.
Well, that's why this video. I remember them saying that this video was shot when he had a motorcycle accident, I think, and so he couldn't like act in the video, so that's why you only see his face on the video screen.
Right, right.
And then he grabs some weird looking chick that looks like Marilyn Monroe, and they're both like,
Yeah.
You know.
But this guy's like, oh, what do I do with myself?
Yeah, he's like, oh my God. And she's kind of like,
Hamada Hamada?
Like, yeah, and she's like running her hand up her body, and she's got the other hand behind her.
I gotta say, in real life, women do not rub their hands up their bodies nearly enough.
No, I.
They do flip the hair. The hair flip is definitely a real thing.
Well, you know, yeah, no, flipping of the hair. I mean, I do that in the supermarket, but I see
rub your hand up your body.
Yeah, but I see like the guys behind the deli counter getting like that doing that. I'm going to be sick. Motion. So I.
That's just because
they had
some bad olive loaf.
Is that what it was? It wasn't me, right?
No,
okay,
no,
that's
you.
Good.
All right.
That's
so at least my memory's kind of right, but a little
and
wrong.
She's dancing around with the red wine, and it's sloshing around.
All right,
oh,
so she's got to be old enough to drink.
I splashed it on my blouse.
That does not. I'll fucking tell you a story. Ooh,
black bra. Now Billy's taking off his leather jacket. Something's gonna happen.
Look at Pip. Pip's acting it out. Just so you know, just me and Pip down here. Also, the shoulders are going. like Pip is about to recreate this shit. Pip is about to rock the cradle of love in the den pen.
Well, it's you know, I'm remembering this.
Pip
now.
Shifts her weight because her back hurts a little.
Yeah, it does. Tom says, well, Davin, we were about the same age as the girl in the video when it came out. So.
Right, so it's not terrible that I remember this.
No, no.
I mean, I haven't watched it, but the fact that it made that much of an impression on me.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Well, you know, it's weird when you're older and you remember stuff that you thought was hot.
I'd probably probably would, but I'd probably
then
be
you
disturbed.
Realize, oh, I'm so much older than the person I'm talking about right now. Like I,
like I said, I'm probably older than the guy in the video.
Yeah, I think
he's probably in his 30s in that video.
Yeah, and he's supposed to look like the older guy, and she's like, you know, like dancing all over the bed.
I can relate. Happens all the time.
Oh, she's pulling the pillows off the bed, and here's a guitar solo. There goes the blanket. Oh, Billy's going freaking out.
It's like they recreated my life in video form. I feel that way.
She did that move where she like was on the bed on all fours and then
stalking him like a tigress,
like a tigress, and then went back and her legs spread and he looks like, oh my God.
Yeah, you women don't do that enough. You just want to hop on the dick. We need more of this.
More of the dancing around.
You'll get the dick, but you women got to control yourselves.
You'll get the dick. Well, Tom's right. It does make it less creepy if you think that you were that age at that time. But see, like, I know I told this on the show before, but I remember being kind of squicked out because I saw a picture of Mr. Helix when he was 17. He's on the beach. He's got no shirt on. And I was going, huh. And then I went, ew, it's a 17-year-old boy I'm looking at. But
yeah,
he's
that's
my,
your man. That's
but
your
he's
man.
My husband.
That's your man.
But that's a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's
but it's still your man.
I know, but it still made me feel.
I remember
a little
dirty. When he was like 17, you were like 9.
Yeah, yeah. So
if he's checking you out of that,
that makes him go ew.
Ooh, you were probably my babysitter.
When he's like, you know, thinking back to high school and
Mr.
you know,
he looked for that long flowing hair.
You know, Mr. Young Stud, and I'm like, I was watching Sesame Street. He goes, oh. Oh, don't do that.
Boner killer.
Oh, yeah, total boner killer.
Did he have long flowing hair?
Yeah, he did.
Of course he did.
He had a huge, like, giant lion's mane.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He's still holding on to that, Mr. Healy.
Yeah, no, he's got that you know, long, he's got a lot of crinkle in the hair. It's, you know, it's kind of shoulder length now.
Yeah, I think he's a little worried. He don't take off the hat much.
No, no. He knows.
I think at some point he's going to have to come to terms with certain issues, like our pal Joe has.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know what he's going to do, but you know what? That's for him to figure out.
Yeah, you can't fuck around with that.
Nah. You know, there was one time when we were first courting, we went to Rye Playland, and
it's great where my kids go on camp trips.
Well, we were just going to hang out and stuff, and you know, that's the thing about dating is you have to figure out shit to do. You know, when you're married, it's like, yeah, we live here, we see each other all the time. We don't have to go like out and find entertainments so that we can spend time together. It's like, here we are. But so we're walking around Rye Playland, and they had a vendor that had these like really kind of girly looking little hair clips, and they were just all they just really looked for like they were for a little girl. And to tease him because he had this wild hair, I said, oh, you should get that for your hair, you know, and just to see what he would say. And he looked so distraught, and I thought, oh, man, I'm really not, like, knocking your masculinity. I would never say that if I thought that.
I'm surprised he fucking lasted after that reaction. The fact that he didn't take that in stride, that I would think with your sense of humor, you would have been like, ah, that's a red flag.
He had misheard me.
Oh.
Because it's loud there. He thought I said, oh, you have to cut your hair.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, man, it was going so well. It's just going to be another one of these controlling bitches.
That's not really your game.
No, no.
That's and not so, really who you are.
No, thank you. No. And I was just like, oh, man, that's not what I said. So last but not least of the whole
Pippa-palooza.
Five nights of Pippa-palooza.
He's trying
good
to kill
Lord.
You, this man.
Yeah. I went with Jennifer, who was on our show, mm-hmm. To see Brian Ferry. You don't like him at all?
I think he had, like, a song once on when I was in high school that, like...
Slave to Love?
I don't fucking know. Like, the alternative kids and the gay kids liked?
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, like, I know it's fucking tried and true, but again, I was into manly bands, you know, guys with high hair, makeup, fucking heels. Yeah. That's the shit I was, that's a manly bands. I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. No, but like, Brian Ferry was like for the alternative kids.
He was
like with the sweaters really... and the band geek kids and the kids that fancy themselves songwriters.
Well, you can't really, you know, cast aspersions at him because of
saying that's who was listening.
That's
to.
Who was listening.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember
kinda
thinking.
Kind of like The Cure. But Cure was a little darker.
There was Love is the Drug. Do you know that song?
No. Brian Ferry, I assure you, has made it onto my radio less than Winwood has. Because I have no interest.
I don't know a lot of his music. And there were just like a couple of songs. I love Love is the Drug. That's a great song. And he's just smooth. He's really like debonair. He's an older man now, but
we're all older men now.
I know, but I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
Was he in his 50s?
Oh, no. He's in his 70s.
He's that old?
Yeah, sure. Oh. He was going out with Jerry Hall, and Mick Jagger stole Jerry Hall from him.
Because he's Mick Jagger.
I know.
Didn't Jerry Hall go to Rupert Murdoch then?
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Oh, it's so weird.
That's
and
so
creepy.
She just likes old flabby cock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mick was in his prime. Brian Ferry was
but
in his
Rupert,
prime.
Rupert Murdoch was not.
She's a gold dick and a whore. There, yeah, there, I said.
You think
it.
So?
Yeah.
Did they get married?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they together?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yuck. Yeah, care. she's creepy. I thought it was a good show. It wasn't my favorite of the week, but
no,
I
probably
enjoyed
your least
myself.
Favorite of the week. But you enjoyed yourself because of the company.
Because of the company, and we had great seats.
That helps.
Really yeah. Great seats.
Did she pay? She paid a lot for those.
Comped.
Okay. Yeah, you know why the cop? Nobody cares about Brian Ferry touring.
No, it was sold out, but she has an in and got us comp seats.
Sold out, they fill it.
It was filled.
Right. I'm saying they filled. I don't know how many people paid.
Yeah, it was filled.
I mean,
No. It was filled to the brim.
There's
the thing is that it was in the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York. And that place is a smaller theater. It's a really nice venue.
What's a whole five, six?
I actually don't know how many it holds. But the thing is that they fill that place. You know,
there's a show that normally I say, if you give me a ticket, I'd go. Yeah. That one I go, nah, I'm going to stay home and jerk off.
You know what? TMI. I don't care why you're staying home.
Jerk off, like, you know, figuratively. You know, like, I'm going to do something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like jerk off.
The house is empty. And the Wi-Fi is running particularly fast.
The night is young.
Sure.
And so am I.
Exactly. Well,
so is she.
Yeah, well.
On the screen. Very young.
Yeah, no, I would not go. I would not see that.
Yeah, you know what? There's shows that I will say, yeah, I really don't want to do that matter what. I mean, you know, Mr. Helix will sometimes go, you know, we're going to go see this. Do you want to go? And I'm like, no.
Go with your girlfriend.
Yeah, go with your concert wife, because I just can't, yeah. You know? And that's good. I'm glad that he has company to go and do that with, because there's some shows I don't want to go, and some shows he doesn't want to go to, and it's like, if I go with the girls, he doesn't get, you know, butthurt about it. We go to most together.
There you go.
But it works out. But I then, oh my God, he and our friend Mercedes were going to go to another show after the five in a row. I said, no. You're not that lucky. I'm not going to die today. Yeah. I need to stay home and sleep. I was done.
Yeah, he loves his music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. Go see them all before they're dead.
So I was touring around in Florida.
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that? Yeah.
I saw pictures on the picture that you put on Facebook that you were talking about before.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And
wearing a Star Wars shirt. Fucking dork. Who am I fooling?
What do you mean? What's
the
difference?
I don't know. It's inappropriate for a man of my age, but I like the shirt. It's fucking Darth Vader and Stormtroopers, and it says the dark side. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the rebels. Fuck the rebels and their rebel yell.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Got a little Darth Vader hanging on my car that you see. And...
oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, hanging from the rearview mirror. He says
shit.
Oh, wait
a minute. I did... wait, I think I looked at it and I asked you what it was, didn't I?
No.
I didn't play with it, though.
So I was doing a show in Palm Harbor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do some Trump jokes. And a guy starts shouting, Trump 2020. Dude, we're more than a fucking year away.
Why yell this?
I don't understand.
Wait, your mother. Why is he yelling this?
Your mother. So after the show... he's like, he comes up to me because I'm selling the merch, saying hello to people and everything.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought you were really funny, but then you did the Trump stuff, and I cut him off and go, and then you thought I was hysterical.
There you go, dick. That's how it's done.
I mean, like, he was like being like a nice guy and everything, but I think he was about to like give me all the Trump stuff. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Because I was amazing.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, but you wore the Kiss shirt, so I knew you were okay. So Kiss brought us together.
Oh, my God. So...
and then there was another show at this club. And I guess there was just a fucking guy, and it doesn't happen all the time, but I guess there was just a guy in the back of the room, again with the Trump joke, I can't believe he's doing Trump joke, blah, blah. I swear to God, and Joe and I have spoken, we know how much Joe loves Trump.
Mm-hmm.
These are the only comedy fans, these Trump supporters, that you cannot joke about consistently, like he's the Lord and Savior. I've said it time and again. I did Bill Clinton jokes. I did George W. Bush jokes. I did Barack Obama jokes. I'm doing Donald Trump jokes. You can get away with it all, but only Trump is like, how dare you?
It's
what is wrong with people?
Oh, they're completely in. They're brainwashed. They're like, nope. I think that there's some kind of like secret message that Fox News is sending out. It gets into their brain, and it's sort of like certain trigger words activate.
Well, I'll give you an example of a cruel Trump audience member at the other club I was doing. So, you know, and I do Clinton jokes too in the end too. You know, I go back. People like the fact that I go back and forth and
I
everything.
Know.
But, you know, there's this, you know, probably in her 20s or 30s woman sitting there with the whole group of women and everything. I'm getting into it, and they're having a good time. And she's not having a bad time, but she's sitting with her arms crossed.
Okay.
I go, you're a Trump supporter. I go, we'll get through this. It'll be okay. You laughed at other shit. You'll laugh at more shit. We'll get through this. And I go back to her. I go, you're thinking, how does he know I'm a Trump supporter? Because the way you're sitting. I'm not Nostradamus.
Do people laugh?
Yeah, Yeah, and she left. Like, she was, like, a good sport about it, and I'm doing the other stuff later. I go, see, we got through it. Yeah. It's okay. You know, and that's how you should approach jokes that aren't your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Whatever the thing was. But the jokes are fucking funny. All right. So, the second half of the tour was in Cocoa Beach. And this was weird. I don't know how it came about, but a young white male said something to the effect that white people speak English well.
What?
Yeah, that was kind of my reaction. I go, I know plenty of white people don't speak English well. They're from Louisiana. But it was, like, really weird. And then he said something, like, about Jews being cheap later on.
Oh, like, I never heard that one.
Something like that. I go, why don't you just say you hate gay people and go for the trifecta and have everybody hate you? Like, he wasn't like a dick, but it was like really weird to see somebody. I've never had this where they're proud. They'll say shit to me privately that makes me cringe.
Right.
But in front of an audience. And there was like a Latino man next to him. There was African American. So it wasn't like a generic group of white people. Haha, we're all amongst ourselves now.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
That. It was just like thinking, where are we as a society that we're now saying this? And again, the guy was cool. I don't want to make him sound like a dick, but it was really weird because you know he thought that this was okay to say. And I'm not saying it's not okay to say. I don't care.
Right.
But it's just like the fact people say this shit now. And I guess there's no repercussion because you know, you can never say I hate black people or black people. Like, as a comic, you can say shit.
Right.
But like as a regular audience member or something.
Yeah.
You couldn't say something like that.
No. Without but now you pounded.
Can. Now you can.
I mean, I don't understand why he felt the need to say these things that were like not like straight out, you know. I hate those N-words, but I mean, like...
No, that's what people used to say to me after the show when I had the N-word joke.
Oh.
I'm like, no, you're not getting the joke.
No, you don't get... You really don't get it.
Right.
But no, why do you feel the need to say things that are just like, just only slightly hidden, you're hiding your agenda, you know?
Speaking of slightly hiding his agenda, hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
This is chair.
No, the chair's fine. We changed the microphone. Got switched. So you can play with the other microphone.
He's like, what?
Joe's confused.
What's
home's been changed. Someone's been sleeping on my mic.
No, because you bawl me out if I touch anything.
Well, as well I should. If you touch it, it's going to be ruined.
Well, I know. I want to, you know.
Consider all these things vaginas. They're off limits to you. Don't touch it. You don't know what you're doing.
Get your hands off of that.
Keep
I didn't
your hands
say you
to
could
yourself.
Touch
I don't
that.
Even want your mouth near it. So that was weird. So the last show in Cocoa Beach, run across the street. It's running late. We get the wife and the kid are with me.
Mm-hmm.
We go to fucking Denny's right across the street. By the way, Denny's sucks.
You know,
depends on the one you go to.
There's never a good one. There's never a good Denny's.
It's good.
Syracuse is good.
I'm not traveling there. Let's try 5 hours to find out that unicorn.
I'm just saying, when you're on the road, if you're on the road, I mean, the fucking play 5 minutes for the club. But I mean, we're not going tonight.
Yeah,
stupid.
Mr.
There's one in Middletown if we must.
Mr. Hillix and I were staying someplace, and like there was a Denny's across the street. We didn't feel like marching around looking for breakfast. We're like, fine.
Yeah, whatever.
You know.
Yeah. So I'm sitting across from the wife and the kid, and they're horsing around. It's like a half an hour before this show. Boom! Wife knocks fucking thing of huge glass of ice cold water on me. My pants are covered. My underwear's covered. My shirt's covered. I am fucking pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're pissed on.
That's what it looks like.
Huddly, huddly, hoo, Joe.
I miss my pals. Back
on the show, and then the wife's like, well, just change into other pair of jeans. These are the only jeans I brought.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing three, because I have access to a washing machine.
Oh,
at my mother-in-law, so I can do loads of laundry and everything.
Gotcha.
And I got to travel light.
I
don't have it now because I'm not staying at my mother-in-law.
And you flew.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I flew. So now I'm. Thank God they brought the hair dryer from my mother-in-law's house. Because now before I marched myself across the street, I got a fucking hair dryer
your pants.
Like, I was in a fucking mood.
Oh,
it's like you really want to rip someone a new one, but then you're an asshole because it's an accident. So you just got to give them dirty looks and fume.
Oh, I've never been on the receiving end of those dirty looks and fuming.
Look on the bright side. At least it was water. You know, something that could stain, you know, it'll
dry
up, you know.
I'll tell you what, it was ice cold, though. Went right through the underwear.
Oh, your balls must have rolled up like landing gear.
That's a new one. You're expanding.
And they were contracting.
To go with the penis that rolls up like a party
hoop. Yeah, right.
Everything's just rolling up in Joel's life. So, all right, fine.
Landing gear.
So this is the first time since my daughter was very, very young that she's seen me perform. She came to the show.
Wow.
Yeah. So now, you know, I talked about the pressure earlier in the year with the mother-in-law when she was in the audience and all her friends. Now I got this different type of pressure because if I suck, first of all, you don't want to look bad in front of your kid.
Of course not.
I mean, I do that on my own. But you know, you don't want to do bad at the
That's for home.
And because then, you know, then she tells all her friends, yeah, my dad thinks he's a comic and he sucked. I can't have a bunch of 12-year-olds judging me. I got a bunch of 18 and above judging me. You know. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You're not going to get booked for the tween dance.
I've done them. So afterwards, we asked what she thought of it. She goes, it was strange. Okay, you know, because she doesn't understand everything.
Yeah.
But I was told this. For the full 2 hours of the show, she was not on her fucking phone. That's as big as a compliment as I'm going to get at this time.
Wow.
The fact that she was sitting there intently listening.
Yeah.
And apparently to black people, I do a damn good Donald Trump impression. Because there was a table of black people right in front of where my wife and daughter were sitting.
Yeah.
And when I broke into my Trump voice and everything,
yeah.
they were going nuts. So apparently, why are you looking like that?
That's awesome.
I didn't say a word.
So then I...
Well, he's a nervous Nelly, isn't he?
Most certainly. So I did something... I mentioned this on social media. I did something I've never done... Here, allow me to bump. As I bump the volleyball for Joe to slam it.
Too easy. He mentioned it last night at the writing meeting. And he mentioned it today on the road. And he goes, I've done something at a comedy show I've never done before. And I go... It's too easy. Where if I say something, it's like, am I that much of a comic? Where I'm going for like the easy,
the
fruit?
Easy fruit.
It's
yeah.
very easy.
I'm gonna take
this is even low hanging. It's on the ground.
I'm gonna take the high road as a professional comic.
Wow, you're gonna get lost up there. You've never done that before.
Okay. So what happened? You got laughs.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh! Only because you went there. Yeah. You went there.
And Joe went through the tunnel as always.
Nice. I just went through. No, you had to go there. So
you haven't been here in a fucking month.
You goaded me. You goaded me.
Held on for a full 10
I
seconds.
I was goaded. You're a witness. You're a witness to a goading.
It's the same thing with Joe's girl. He holds out for 10 seconds and he can't help himself. You tickle the balls. You tickle the balls. What did you expect? You tickled the balls. I wasn't going to come now, but you tickled the balls.
Now it's all over.
Yeah, it's all over.
Literally.
But the apologies. Anyway. So as the show is starting, they start to dim the lights and everything, I get an Instagram message from a brand new scammer.
Oh.
So I'm starting to message her.
Yeah.
During the show.
No, you're busy.
Well, you know me. I'm always fucking multitasking.
You're closing the show. You're headlining. Right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It'd be awkward if I was hosting and go, hold on, folks. I'm busy.
I don't know the position. I didn't pick up Davin today. I don't know what you were doing. All right.
Maybe you should leave a little earlier so you can pick it up.
Yeah. Subscriptions are up. 3.
Davin today.
Davin today.
Davin's opinion on everything and what you should be wearing this fall season.
Everybody's in jet shirts and shorts.
you want to be the fashion editor?
Sweaty ball Aerosmith t-shirts.
You can be the assistant. I like where this is going.
I think we have the fall collection ready.
It's pretty much the same every fucking season. Sweatshirt or jersey, who knows?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going back and forth with her before. So I always pitch the radio show, and I always talk about, you know, how we scam the scammers, even though we haven't really done it on the show in a while. We're still putting up the clips, and I'm still fucking... I'm up to my ass right now in scammers.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was telling...
Because we're running out of shit.
Talking to me.
We got a lot. So I'm having a hard time keeping all the fake Davin straight.
Yeah, when we were in the car, you were telling me. You're juggling girls.
So here's what I did. I go, you know, I go, actually, as the show just started, I was talking to this one... My new scammer girlfriend. Would you like to hear how it went?
Oh.
And I read the conversation, and I added things, and I explained, like, little certain things to them, like, to pick up the knowledge and everything. And this is a fucking ballsy thing, because I'm going into my pitch early.
How long were you on stage for?
I had to do an hour.
No, I mean, all right, how long were you on stage when you started that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 40, 45 minutes in.
Okay, no, that's not that bad. Because
they know
there's plenty. I mean, if you were doing that as soon as you got up there, you got problems. There's enough character expansion. And at that point, you're pretty much taking them everywhere you want them to go. So at that point, yes, they're in for the ride. Sure.
And I got to tell you.
That sounds like a Saturday night.
I got to tell you, it fucking went great.
Oh, it did.
Oh, they loved the explanation. They loved what I wrote and everything. They loved the things I was at. And really, it's the first time I've done it without you guys because we play off each other.
Yeah.
When we do the bit. So now I have the question, well, do I do this all the time now? I mean, I can just change a couple things and make it part of it. Because
well,
I think it's a great show.
Why not?
I think it's a great way to sell what we do.
Why not?
And then the next question is, do I give you guys a little taste of what I did that night? I mean, I'm still talking to this girl, or do I just hold back and maybe we'll get to it in 5 years from now? Do you guys want to hear what I did that night with them?
I want to hear.
You want to? Well, we haven't done scamming scammers. You want a little taste, Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Let me talk. Who's this now? Oh, here she is now.
Oh, wow. She's hot on your tail.
They all are.
Yeah, I know. He was telling me how he was juggling a whole bunch. He forgot who he was.
Yeah, all right.
Which version of fake Davin he was.
All right, so this is 9:01 p.m. on Saturday. Show's just fucking started. And I tell him, I go, you can ask the club. I've been here 3 years. I told him, I go, I've never done this on stage. I go, there's people that see me multiple times. I've never done this before. So I read to them. I go, hello. She goes, hello. Her name is Imee.
Now, I hate to interrupt you. So you did the whole preamble about our show and what we do and all that.
Yeah. And then I said, do you guys want to hear a little taste of it?
Yeah.
This just happened.
Yeah.
So her name is Imariana 6080. She goes, hello. I go, hi.
That's her last name.
Thank you, Joe.
It's 6-0.
How did I do this without you? Remember, you're going to have to transcribe, you know, fucking make a clip out of this at some point. So don't fuck it up too much.
I've heard that about 5 dozen times during the course of the past 4 years.
And yet you learn nothing. She goes, how are you doing over there? I am well. How are you? She goes, am good too. Which, as we know, go, all right, this is not an English-speaking person first language because they're not using the I pronoun.
Right.
So when I explain that to the audience, give them a little tip like I do with our audience, I go, fantastic. She goes, am Mary from Claverland. And you?
Claverland.
Claverland. Two words, Claverland. I go, where is Claverland?
Yes.
She goes, Ohio in USA. Which was what I thought it was, Cleveland, but she don't know.
Did that get a laugh?
Of course. Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
You never misspell the name of your city.
No. And let alone it be two words.
Claverland.
I go, oh, never heard of Claverland. Is it nice? She goes, okay, where do you come from, if I may ask you? I go, New Bjork.
No.
The singer Bjork, Joe. New Bjork.
Yeah. Yeah. Why I got this look on my face is you got to think about this. He's going back and forth with the scammer. This is no different than him going back with somebody at table two.
Yeah, right. I know.
So basically your trade and one of your best
stock and
skills,
trade.
Your stock and trade, one of your best skills is improving off an audience member. This is essentially an audience member. So
I didn't look at it like that.
So you're able to riff off of them, and you know, and get you know, and get some great lines off of
that. That's a good point.
That's an observation.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, "Wow, we're in New Bjork. Just want to know." I go, "Dionne Warwick, New Bjork," because we know what town I live in.
That got a laugh.
Oh, yes, that got a laugh.
You know, yeah, no, I think this is a great way. I think this is an interesting thing.
It is a town with a lot of talented singers.
Funny.
She goes, wow, are you serious? That means, spelled wrong, you are a musician, right? I go, amateur in the skin flute.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To be honest, I practice a lot, but I'm not very good. What do you do? And the audience is loving this. She goes, wow, that is cool. I go, thank you. She goes, are you married or single with kids? I go, it's a labor of self-love. She goes, like? I go, my plants are my kids.
My plants are my kids.
My plants are my kids. I go, I have an orchid named Seymour.
Oh, wow.
I go, to be honest, he's quite the horror.
This is good.
I go, what do you do? She goes, I have nothing to do because of my grandma's health. I go, what's wrong with her? These
fucking grandma. No, grandma.
Does she have bad eyes?
Does she have bad eyes?
Belinda. She goes, I lost my job a few months ago because of my grandma's health, but now I just got time for myself because she ain't here anymore. She is with my uncle in Cincinnati. I love listening to music and dancing for fun. At this point, I go, I'd kill for a comma or a period. You know, and I haven't pre-planned this or anything. This is how I'm processing and I'm relating it to
She's
them.
Just like run-on sex
Yes,
woman.
Which we know they do.
Yeah.
She goes, and what do you like? I go, do you dance professionally? She goes, not really sure. I'm trying my best. I go, well, I'm in Cocoa Beach. They have a club for dancers called Cheaters. It's a strip club right down the block called Cheaters. And the audience fucking goes nuts.
This is great.
I go, good money, I am told. Would you be interested in that? She goes, if I can be able to make it, I will, but I can't. I go, why? She goes, I told you that I have nothing doing to get money. I only sustain myself for what my uncle gave to me. If you can help me with that. I go,
oh, there it goes.
I go, there's the money ask. I go, you want me to help you with money? She goes, I didn't say so, but if you wish to. I go, LOL. I go, maybe I will. Are you good with orchids?
Are they laughing?
Yes, they're laughing. In a way, this is kind of like, I didn't think about it at the time. It's kind of like Mr. Whiskers taken to the next level.
Yes.
Because now it's not even a plant. Now it's a plant. I mean, next is a fucking chair. Yes. I mean, really, that's where this is devolving to. So
I have a great chair.
How long are you doing this for?
I'm just reading, you know. But, I mean, didn't time it. I didn't time it. But she goes, what is that? Please let me know. I go, about 7 feet of fauna fury.
Wrestlers, 7 feet of Fall of Fury.
She goes, no, KNO, what does that mean? I go, a very aggressive fly trap, but not of this world.
Oh, man, that's great.
He is unique. He's unique. He likes women, though. He finds them tasty, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Like, because I realize this one's so bad, I can be stupid with it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, kind of like I was with Flory.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, okay, what do you mean? Can you tell me? I go, I'll show you when we meet. Don't wear cotton, though. It offends him. She goes, okay, can't you say it now? I go, it's hard to explain. She goes, how is it hard? You can do it if you really trust yourself. I go, you inspire me.
Oh, my God, what an idiot.
She goes, okay, can I know, your name? I go, not. She goes, not say anything to me anymore.
You preface it. Can I know? And oh,
yeah. So I'm telling.
Gotta laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I go. I am just about to hit the stage. Big skin flute performance. Biggest crowd ever.
Big skin flute performance. Are they dying?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
All in front of my child.
She's used to it.
Yeah. Well. She goes, okay, wish you good luck. I'll be waiting for you when, spelled wrong, you get back. I go, thank you. Aw, you are my angel, my Claverland angel. She goes, Claverland. Thanks. I go, you're welcome. And then she asks, okay, do you use Hangouts so we can talk more better over there when you get back?
More better.
Yeah, right. So, that, you know, I'll just leave
did
it
you
there.
Did you get an applause break after that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They kind of dug it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's very good.
It's really good.
It should be added, and it's going to be unique because nobody else is doing that.
Yeah.
And I'll just have to change the strip club name whenever I go. But
yeah.
Just change it, or you want to do, you can be spontaneous, well, you can run off for that.
Find
out
what the strip
club
is.
Because don't forget, you know, on that, you know, you got to run off of spontaneity. Spontaneity will keep that going, you know?
But changing it to, like, whatever's in town. I love that.
But that was just like, I was literally fucking writing and riffing and talking to them.
You could add that to the segment because you mentioned about the show and what we do. And you go, do you want to hear some of what we do?
That's what I do, yeah.
And that's.
I can do it when I'm doing an hour.
Yeah.
Even, but it's hard. Like if I'm doing a half hour, it's really fucking tough to do.
No. You don't have time.
No.
No, because you have to build up that rapport and that trust.
I build up that rapport quickly.
Yeah, but I mean.
You know what, though? You go with, you know what? Take it show by show.
Yeah.
There might be, you know, you get those magical audiences sometimes. You're doing 30, and, you know, and you decide after like 20 minutes, they're eating out of the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And now you're going for the wrap up. You go to the wrap up, you bring that in, you close the show. Christ, you'd be at 29.
You know, it is interesting. I actually could close the show with that. Pitch the merch. I actually could close the show. Hey, I mentioned about.
That would be a good closing bit.
Yeah.
I think you got something. I think that's really good, man.
That is.
And it's different.
Really
a lot of people
good.
Aren't doing it, and it helps the show. And you know
so
what
that,
we do.
So that I've never done that before. I felt good about it, and
yeah,
I gave
you
a little.
Should. It's very good.
I gave you a little taste. We haven't done scamming scammers in a while on the live show. I got to tell. We got a lot. I got a lot. I got shit coming. And now I just been trying to roll through the Ann Jackson shit, which is why I haven't done it. But I got like a stockpile of this shit.
Wow.
And I'm talking to multiple scammers right now. It's like back in the heyday.
Wow, that's great.
But yeah, so we'll
that
have more of that.
That was really good, yeah.
So, and there'll be more with Mariana when we bring her, when we actually do her, we might have to redo the beginning again.
Right.
To make it concise, but yeah. So that was Saturday night.
Oh my God, that's a really good one.
Yeah. What's going on with you quickly, Joe?
Been very interesting 4 weeks. I unfortunately lost my sister-in-law.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was kind of rough. I went up to the, I get a call. And the funny thing is I'm hanging out at Governor's on Thursday night. And I'm sitting, I just got done with my set. I'm just sitting with one of my buddies. And I feel like, I showed you last night, someone like pinched me on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is that? Who's going around with me? And I'm saying, what is that, like a sign from above or something? I don't see anybody around me. And about 10 minutes later, my niece writes me that my sister-in-law is on her deathbed and had to get up there. So I get up there a day later. She was hanging on. I get up there on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and she passed away at 8 o'clock. And the whole family, we were around her, you know, as she passed away.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you think about, you know, the whole death process. But if you're going to go, being there with your whole family around you,
yeah,
you know, it would be a way to go. And she was a very wonderful, wonderful woman. She was, you know, I mean, she was very religious, a very sweet, kind woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you would, you know, think, you know, there's a heaven that, they, you know, she's got a good good position there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been so, and, you know, I've been watching on my brother. So my family was 5 hours away. So I went up the day she, you know, when she was on her last legs up there. And then I had to go back up the following week for the funeral and the wake.
Right.
And then I had to go back up again because my brother had a small episode. So I had to go back up. I've been behind the wheel of a car. But
could be worse. Could be under the tires.
Yeah, it's true. But you know, it was nice last week because basically I realized how much stuff that I do, because even though I was going to the day program, we were on break.
Yeah.
The band Fragile Sky were on break till next week. You know, my other writing project went on. So it's nice, like after work, having nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Unique for you.
You know. So. It's, you have to kick me like a fucking
dog. I want you to move your foot.
All right, so just say move your foot. Don't kick
me. I didn't
me like
want to interrupt. Most people wouldn't fucking hold
like
their ground.
Like my fucking tail is in the way, you know?
Well. Rub his nose in it.
So
that Bronto tail. Yeah.
But it was, you know, it's funny. Last night at the writing meeting when we were talking about everything during the show.
Yeah.
And it's like there was a point when we were reading the script where the script mirrors my life so much,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Where it's like when they mentioned the Anthony Radio character, and it's like, well, he double crossed Joe, and I'm about to go, no, he didn't. He wound. I was one of the. I'm like, oh shit, that's right.
That's right.
That's a story.
They're talking about a character. Yeah, I know.
And then one person in the group goes, yeah, I tell you, if I had to sit there like working in this business, watching your two friends make it to where they want to be, I don't know what I would do. And I'm like, lady, that's real.
Yeah. That part was real.
Yeah, this isn't totally,
she doesn't have the answers of what to do.
Totally farce, lady. It's kind of real.
Well, it is kind of weird. It was kind of funny when, you know, because meeting a lot of the people at the table read, but, you know, for the first
all right,
time.
We wrote a pilot loosely based on Joe's life. That's what we're talking about. We had a table read last night for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's what we're discussing. Because people don't know what the... We haven't really talked about it.
Right.
There's a small bit with me in it, and I was reading me. I'm reading the
playing
part
the
of
part
Pip.
The part of herself, stupid.
Is Pip. And so all of a sudden, I hear behind me, you know, we're talking about this. And I'm like, I don't know. I might be too close to Joe to, you know, say anything about, you know, to critique this. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody behind me go, oh, Pip. Oh, she's Pip. Like, they're getting that I'm the...
Yeah.
I'm, like, the person in the script is based on me. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, but in their defense, I, you know, I wasn't reading me. Joe wasn't reading him.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So. No, I know. But all of a sudden, they went, oh.
But there was your character's very unlikable.
There was one point with that, you know, they go, well, you got to get your shit together. Well, I was in traffic, asshole. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Wait.
And oddly enough, Joe was in traffic and not on time.
his head split in half and he turned into
Joey copter was in the shop.
Well, you might want to get that fucking fixed.
Yeah.
He had a break. It would have been the time to do it.
Right.
I got some notes from that we can discuss later. All right, let's take a break. We're going to talk about holograms. in music. You know, Tupac, they did it with Tupac.
Yep.
They're expanding. See if people would actually want to, you know, go see that. Pay money. Pay good money. Then we got two outstanding displays of Spider, one involving neighbors, another one involving our current president and our last president before him. And we'll do some drunks in the news. All sorts of fun.